This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Residents are running as Ukraine and Russia blame each other for the damage to a big dam in southern Ukraine that Moscow controls. The AP's Charles Ledesma.
Ukraine's accused Russian forces of blowing up a major dam and hydroelectric power station in a part of southern Ukraine that Russia controls, sending water gushing from the breached facility and threatening possible massive flooding and what officials call an ecological disaster. Ukrainian authorities have ordered hundreds of thousands of residents down river to evacuate. Russian officials counter that the Kakhovka Dam was damaged by Ukrainian military strikes in the contested area. Ukrainian authorities have previously warned that the failure of the dam could unleash billions of gallons of water and flood Kherson.
Britain's Prince Harry took the witness stand this morning in a London courtroom to testify against a tabloid publisher he accuses of illegal snooping. He said he had experienced hostility from the press since he was born. There are still a lot of questions about that small plane that flew over Washington, D.C. on Sunday, then slammed into a mountain in Virginia, killing four people. The NTSB's Adam Gerhard on where the investigation goes from here.
Everything is on the table until we slowly and methodically remove different components and elements that'll be relevant for this safety investigation. The airplane, the engines, the weather conditions, pilot qualifications, the maintenance records, all aspects will be, of course, items that we routinely look at.
He was heard there on WDBJ 7 TV in Virginia. World War II veterans among those in France this morning remembering June 6, 1944, D-Day, the day Allied forces landed on the beaches of Normandy to fight Nazi Germany. Pope Francis back at the Vatican after going to a hospital for tests 2 months after he was hospitalized with bronchitis. This is AP News. Insurance giants State Farm and Allstate are stepping back from the California marketplace because of wildfires and construction costs. The AP's Ben Thomas.
The risk of wildfire and soaring construction costs in California have prompted State Farm and Allstate to stop writing new policies. State Farm announced last week it will stop accepting applications for all business and personal lines of property and casualty insurance, citing inflation, a challenging reinsurance market, and rapidly growing catastrophe exposure. Meanwhile, Allstate has paused new homeowners, condo, and commercial insurance policies in California, it says, to protect existing customers. I'm Ben Thomas.
Former Vice President Mike Pence filed paperwork on Monday declaring his campaign for president in 2024, setting up a challenge to his former boss, Donald Trump. Pence has a kickoff event in Iowa on Wednesday. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.